Well, today there was a rare admission from one of the country's top bankers that the days of massive bank profits are over. The boss of the National Australia Bank told shareholders they can't expect to receive returns of 15% on their investments again. But it's not just the NAB's shareholders caught up in this investment malaise. Just about every Australian has been told to get used to a new world of low returns. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
For years, it was customers paying for bank decisions designed to reward shareholders. Think fees and higher interest rates. Now, thanks to coronavirus, banking analyst Martin North says just about every stakeholder is worse off.
And I think it's just coming to terms with what's really going on.
National Australia Bank Chief Executive Ross McEwan has declared the days of massive bank profits are over. The NAB has its own problems, a heavier reliance on business banking and a troubled foray into the United Kingdom, but it's also dealing with some broader banking challenges. The central one, of course, is that the basic banking business model of lending money at higher interest rates than what depositors are paid has been badly damaged.
The banks have cut and cut and cut their deposits. They've been doing it for the last 2 or 3 years. Even term deposit rates are also extremely low as well now. So really, if you're holding money in the bank, you're not looking at holding it there for the returns, but just because it's there and available.
As Martin North explains, as the NAB tries to find ways of making money, it's bank customers that are paying for it.
By the way, they're also making very high returns on credit cards. Nobody even talks about that. You know, credit card rates are still above 20% for many people. So those rates have not come down at all. So if you're a depositor or you're a cardholder, basically you're supporting the banking system.
Gemma Rasmussen is a spokesperson for interest rate comparison site Mozo. She's told PM that despite interest rates on deposit accounts, term deposits and mortgages coming down, credit cards are remaining stubbornly high.
So since the RBA started cutting rates last year, only 10 or so providers have cut credit card interest rates. So the average big bank credit card interest rate is now around 16.88%, with the highest rate around 24.99%, and the lowest non-introductory credit card interest rate sitting at 7.49%. So it's not really great news for people using credit cards.
Is it fair enough to say that this is the bank hotspot where they are making up the returns that would otherwise have been lost in a low interest rate environment?
Absolutely. So I think the banks know that they can charge these high interest rates and they can get away with it.
But the banks can't rely on credit card rates, charges and fees to make their billions. Ultimately, the bank's profits will fall and shareholders won't reap the sorts of returns they've become used to. We now know this because in an unusually frank admission, the NAB CEO today told Nine newspapers that the days of enjoying an impressive 15% return every year are over. Shane Oliver manages billions of dollars in investments run by AMP Capital. He says anyone with superannuation will be hurt by this, highlighting that most superannuation funds have a sizable exposure to the banking sector.
That a typical Australian superannuation fund might have, say, a 7% exposure to Australian banks, and that can translate to a low return from superannuation funds.
Banking analyst Martin North goes further.
This is a big deal because we really have been relying on the finance sector to prop up the superannuation system and return savings via superannuation or indeed directed to shareholders as well, many of whom are older Australians. So this has a very significant knock-on effect beyond the bank itself.
It's not just Australian workers that are being asked to get used to investment returns well below those enjoyed in the past, certainly below double-digit growth. Coronavirus and the economic crisis that's come with it, Dr. Oliver argues, has changed Australia's investment landscape indefinitely.
Lower interest rates on bank deposits, lower bond yields. Obviously, dividends have been cut, so that reduces the return potential from shares. And at the same time, we've got lower economic growth, obviously in recession at the moment, but the recovery will be relatively constrained. So all of those things do point to more constrained returns. I think the reality is we just have to get used to lower rates of return.
AMP Capital's Shane Oliver, David Taylor with that report.